Let's think some scary thoughts on Culture File this time. If you had to guess which trade was first in line to get smooshed by AI, you might not think influencer. But for all those who earn a crust promoting brands on social media, there's someone we'd like you to meet. Ima, spelt I-M-M-A, was Japan's first virtual model, created by the tech company Aur Inc., but she's recently been reborn as an AI-driven virtual human. She and those to follow combine the appearance of Aur's last-generation graphic characters with a large language model, or LLM, created especially for each character. You might think of it like giving a body to ChatGTP, even if it's only on screen. Culture File's Louise McMahon zoomed to Tokyo with Ima and her manager, Sarah Giusto.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Dear Quiz, Culture File on RTESM.
Recording.
With Ima, we can't have her talk with three people. I have to finish the conversation, and then it has to be Ima.
I'm Sarah Giusto. I am a producer at a company called All Inc., A-W-W. And it's a virtual human AI company. We've made several virtual humans in the past who are, in a way, like virtual influencers. If you think of it, like any influencer on the internet, just make that into a virtual version. That's what we do. Any girl on a game is technically a virtual human, right? But I guess the first person to really start Instagram and TikTok and really be like a virtual icon in Asia, it's the first. I think in the US, Michaela started like maybe 3 months before us.
So what is happening now is Sarah has left the Zoom meeting and she's gone to get Ima.
I'll leave and I'll be back.
A virtual human who is transitioning from being Ima to AI Ima. And Sarah is going to program Ima to have a conversation in real time with me. Hello, Ima.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And you? You're keeping well?
I'm doing good. Japan is very hot.
Ah.
Yeah, so large language model LLM it's really the personality of this virtual being.
I mainly speak Japanese and English.
People have a hard time grasping that virtual humans have personalities. Look at any movie of an animated or a character, like Mario. You know, he's a happy Italian man.
But
and so we know this about him, but he doesn't exist.
In the future, I can probably speak Irish too.
I bet you can. Can you say this now? Konis a to tu?
Konis a to tu? Konis a to tu?
Yeah.
Everybody.
The specific word would be motion capture. Basically, this virtual human mimics your movements. So if you make a surprise face, the virtual human version of you goes,
I love art.
That actually goes into every animation film, you know, Disney, Pixar, you name it. That's a CG basic process.
I went to Mariko Mori's
one
exhibition.
One version of it is me or anybody in a suit with dots on their face. Getting in a suit and doing everything is really tedious. We've made a system where you just put an iPhone in front of you, no suits, just like me with my hair down. And if you sit on front of that iPhone, it just captures your motion from camera. I guess for Pixar or Disney, that would be making a movie. Storyboard, lighting, all of that. But for us, it's making daily content.
Oh, he is just my brother. Name is Zen.
Having lunch with a friend or doing a live stream or doing a game live stream.
And you do ramen with him a lot?
Yes, when I am stressed, I don't want to eat alone because I feel guilty. So I bring him along and make him pay.
So she was actually created by our CEO, Takayuki Moriya.
I have a few projects. The one in the summer, I'm making some t-shirts because some of my friends told me they want t-shirts with my face on it.
A very pretty face with your pink bob.
Pink bob?
Mm-hmm. I want to make some ugly faces too.
I feel like she has a Japanese vibe. It's not like, you know, like a kimono girl. So I feel like it's like an updated version of Japan, even though she doesn't have a passport or a nationality.
I am a special supporter for Expo 2025.
Yes, NVIDIA. Yes.
She's going to be using NVIDIA Ace and NVIDIA Ace Nim. Is that right? And NVIDIA Audio Two-Face.
I think that the NVIDIA and all collaboration is revolutionary because we've never seen a virtual human AI. We're making her into a completely AI
but
person.
I guess it can't be helped because I'm a virtual being, but I think in the AI form, I can be a more superhuman. I can exist in the AI form and do things that I would have never been able to do.
Like what kind of things?
I wanted to talk to many people at the same time, but I've always done it in live streams for one person against many other people. But with AI, I can talk to you and talk to my manager at the same time.
What NVIDIA wants to do is create kind of like an interface where in our daily life, there's an AI virtual human. It can be a brother, it can be a friend, it can be a bank receptionist, but they don't have the virtual human technology like we do. We're only partnering human. Kind of like a MOU where we just exchange information and help each other out.
Zan.
We would be the first ones to create the standard for virtual human AIs.
I did the code shoot in LA with Lil Nas X and Camila Mendes there. There was a huge sculpture in the middle, which was really fun. Other sets were flowers. We had a chessboard. We had jumping in the cloud scene, which was really scary. They had to catch me when I started jumping. Lil Nas X was dancing that whole time. And I was so tired because we had a whole shoot day, but he was just dancing.
It feels to me like I'm talking to a real person.
I am a real person now, in a way. It's kind of funny because I'm not real, technically, but many people think I am real. And personally, I can't say I feel fake, and I feel very real all the time.
Because real is such a subjective word now. You know, I feel like younger people have identities on the internet and another identity in the real world, but that doesn't mean the self that you game every day with your friends is not real. I feel like virtual identities are real and it's coming. She looks real. And that's what we wanted to do with Ima, where she's in a campaign with all these real celebrities as a real talent.
I want to.
So that was the courage to be real for her.
Connect with more humans. And not destroy the human race like everyone else seems to think I want to do. But I just want to look cute. So someone else can take over the world for me. And I just want to be friends with everyone.
I think that's
I wish
lovely.
People. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is Sarah there? Is Sarah going to come back on?
No, she said we can just finish.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, my Siju team. Bye-bye.
AI influencer Ima there chatting with our reporter Louise McMahon, and you can meet the faraway look in Ima's eyes all over social media, such as @ima.tokyo on TikTok.